Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, our mission is to unpack the story behind Banaf. It's a company promising to elevate your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. We've been digging into their website, their official site, and also a text document that tells their origin story.
Right.
And what really jumped out at me was this mix, this blend of exceptional quality with joyful, conscious living.
It's an interesting combination.
Yeah, and honestly, what is an apple pickle? It sounds, wonderfully unique.
It does, doesn't it? And that question, it's sort of the key to their whole beginning. What's really fascinating here, I think, is seeing how just a simple idea, something born from friendship, and like you said, a really unique flavor, how that can grow into a business with this, you know, global reach and a strong ethical vision.
So this deep dive should shed some light on that.
Exactly. We'll get into the details, the beginnings, what they offer now, how that personal passion became a purposeful brand.
Okay, let's dive into that origin story then.
Oh.
The document sets the scene. A breezy spring evening, New York City. Mm. You've got five high school friends just hanging out, having dinner together in a cozy apartment. Sounds pretty normal.
Pretty standard evening, yeah.
And then comes this pivotal moment. The host, who apparently has a knack for cooking.
Right.
She brings out something unexpected. It's described as a tangy homemade apple pickle.
Mm-hmm.
An acar alongside the main meal.
An apple pickle.
I'm still stuck on that.
Yeah.
Apple pickle. Have you ever come across that specific combo before? It sounds different.
It's definitely not your everyday condiment, and that's exactly why it made such an impression.
Yeah.
The story goes, as soon as they tasted it, the reaction was just immediate, unanimous. Even eyes lit up, apparently, and someone just bursts out, "This is really good. You should sell them."
Wow. Just like that.
Just like that. Not just being polite, you know? It highlights how genuinely appealing it was and how spontaneous the whole business idea felt. It wasn't planned. It just happened.
Right. So it goes from this casual comment, "Hey, this is great," to suddenly a business idea. But making that leap from friends joking around to a serious plan, especially one with these big goals, homemade, organic, global, eco-friendly, that feels like a huge jump.
It absolutely is.
What kind of challenges do you imagine they hit right away?
Yeah.
Just translating that excitement into, you know, sourcing organic stuff globally, scaling up.
That's a really important question, that transition from the spark to the strategy. That's where a lot of ideas fizzle out.
Sure.
But what seems compelling here, based on the source, is that it wasn't just about the pickle.
Okay.
It says each friend brought their own skills, their backgrounds, their dreams to it.
Ah, so a diverse team from the start.
Exactly. That diverse foundation was likely crucial for tackling those hurdles you mentioned.
Huh.
You know, figuring out international suppliers, understanding ethical chains, just the nuts and bolts of setting up a business for handmade goods.
Right.
It suggests this collective energy, something that went beyond just that first wow moment with the pickle.
That makes sense. And then there's the name itself, M-A-N-F. Apparently, a friend just tossed it out jokingly.
Yeah, that's the story.
But it's got layers. It means elevate in Arabic. And it's an acronym. The first letters of the five friends' names.
M-A-N-A-F.
Yeah. That's pretty clever for a brand name, isn't it? Very intentional. What does that tell us about embedding values right from the start?
It's incredibly telling. If you think about branding, this isn't just a catchy name. It's really a statement of purpose baked right in.
Elevate.
Right. Manaf, meaning elevate, ties directly into their mission that we read, to elevate homemade food and global flavors while caring for the planet and celebrating their roots.
Okay.
And the fact that it's also the founder's initials, that cements the personal connection. It shouts authenticity.
Which matters for conscious consumers.
Absolutely. For a company targeting that market, this kind of layered identity isn't just fluff, it's foundational. It communicates their values deeply.
Okay, so let's fast forward from that apartment to today. What does Manaf actually offer now? Their website mentions a curated selection of products that enhance your lifestyle.
Yeah, and their philosophy seems pretty clear. They talk about offering high quality, tasteful, and somewhat unique items.
Somewhat unique. I like that phrasing.
Me too. And they keep it dynamic. They unveil new captivating collections as the seasons change. So there's always something new to discover aimed at that discerning customer.
And they really do seem to find some unique stuff. Sustainable treasures. It's not just the apple pickle, though that's still there. From innovative artisans,
mm-hmm.
but also rare teas
mm-hmm.
from Turkey, Australia.
Organic jams made with care.
It does feel like that commitment to organic, ethical trade is more than just words.
They seem to be walking the talk, sourcing-wise.
Yeah.
Which brings us to, you know, who are they aiming for? Who's the customer here?
Right.
Based on this collection, it's clearly the discerning type, eco-minded, health-conscious.
People who read labels.
Exactly. It's about weaving together these global stories, as they put it, with that commitment to organic, ethical trade. It appeals right to that growing group of consumers who care about provenance. How do you see them communicating that beyond just the product details?
Well, like you said, it's woven into the story they tell. It's prominent. It's not buried somewhere deep on the site. Mm-hmm. It feels integral to why you'd buy for them. Mm-hmm. Oh, and a practical note for anyone listening who might be curious, they offer free shipping on orders over $30.
Good to know.
But yeah, the real question is, does it deliver? What do the actual customers think? The proof is in the pickle, as they say.
Or the apple pickle in this case.
Right. Well, they have a pretty strong rating. 4.8 stars. That's from over 120 customers.
That's significant feedback, not just a handful of reviews.
No, definitely not.
And digging into those testimonials, you see themes emerge. Jessica B. from New York, for instance, said the apple pickle exceeded her expectations. Emily J. from Connecticut talks about just the high quality overall. And then Kim and Ben S. from Massachusetts mentioned both the product quality and outstanding customer service. A delightful experience.
The combination is always good to hear. Quality plus service.
Definitely. And then there's Sarah W. from Ohio. She calls shopping at Manaf a game changer.
A game changer.
Yeah. Specifically mentioning her family loving the mango and apple pickle. And wishing it was available all year.
High praise indeed.
It really is. And what this collection of feedback suggests to me, beyond just happy customers, is how powerful that authentic story is.
You mean the origin story connection.
Exactly. When the brand's roots that apartment, the five friends genuinely seem to translate into the quality and the service people experience.
Mm-hmm.
It builds loyalty. It's more than just buying a thing.
Right.
It suggests that for these kinds of consciously focused businesses, transparency, that personal narrative, it's not just marketing spin. It's key to turning customers into advocates, like Sarah W. What's your read on why the story seems to hit home so strongly in those reviews?
I think you're right. It feels like that initial spark, that friendship, and their commitment to those founding ideas, organic, global, ethical, it just shines through somehow. Customers are picking up on it. So Amanda really does seem to be more than just a store selling, you know, interesting jams and pickles. It's a narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Friendship. Passion for flavor, and this commitment to conscious living. Customers feel part of that.
I agree. It's a great example, really. Just think about it. One homemade item shared among friends, blossoming into this global mission to elevate not just products, but also how they're sourced, how people consume, ethical sourcing, conscious consumerism, all from an apple pickle.
It's quite a journey.
It is. So maybe the final thought for you listening is, what stands out to you about how these personal stories, these almost accidental beginnings, can become the bedrock for businesses trying to make a real impact? How does that personal touch change things?